and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, the news is that the grain markets have taken on a new set of the jitters with the Russians extending their export ban right through to next autumn. The ban was imposed by the Russian government last summer when the drought pulled their harvest down by some 40%. The latest estimates for this year pulled the Russians' wheat supply down by 5 or 10 million tonnes, below what is needed to supply their own domestic market, and that's giving the world market a whole new nervousness. Also in the news today is the question of when farmers can expect to get their LFASS payments. A few farmers have been asking what's happening with this year's payments, and following a couple of calls to the SAC, I can confirm that most farmers will have had their statements by now, and most payments will be in bank accounts within the month, unless you're one of the 1,300 farmers who have still to complete your October 2009 form. NFU Scotland have got a questionnaire doing the rounds at the moment, which is intended to find out what problems, if any, farmers are experiencing with their banks. Head office say there's anecdotal evidence of banks not being as flexible and even heavy-handed when it comes to cash flow problems. If you want to tell NFU Scotland what your experiences are in a complete confidence, then go to their website, nfus.org.uk, and there's a form there to download. Likewise, there's also news on less favoured area support payments and what to do instructions for those with October 2009 form still sitting there ready to fill in. Now, yesterday, we highlighted the problems that egg producers are facing following the huge increases in feed costs, which are also causing devastation in the pig industry. I asked free-range egg producer Gordon Whiteford how he was coping with high feed costs.
More than half the cost of the egg is in the feed. We source all the feed locally. It's milled on farm with our own mill. Mill doesn't go anywhere else. So we've got field traceability. All the wheat's grown organically, so there's no pesticides, it's non-GM, top quality. You know, we try and buy a feed forward and control the price a bit over the year, you know.
So Gordon Whiteford buy a noisy feed mill there at Highland Eggs, and he says that buying forward, producing into a niche market and charging that little bit extra for quality organic eggs is how they're coping with the extra feed bills this year. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farm.